I tend to be schlep rock.
Explain that to me. You say that like it's a common term, but what do you mean by schlep rock?
Where if it's going to go bad, if it's a bad luck scenario, if it's going to get weird, if something strange is going to happen to someone, it's going to be me.
Are we talking good weird, good strange, or bad weird? Because there's a lot of good weird that can happen. Somewhere.
Well, schlep rock tends to go to the darker side of uncomfortable bad. It's usually not good. Can swerve into good, but it's often just miserable.
So, like, when you say it's going to get weird, it does not involve leather and whipped cream or anything like that?
No, but, I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. Sometimes that could be okay. But it has nothing to do with this circumstance. Okay. Or in general, schlep rock overall, probably not that. So, look, I am respectful of other human beings.
I
really am. You know, you say that, sure you are, like, you doubt it. See what I'm saying? No. I live and let live. I love everyone. I think if everybody followed the concept of the golden rule, like I do unto others, I think we'd be a much better place.
But you're in talk radio. You can't care about other people's feelings.
Well, maybe that's why my career is what it is. that could very well be the case. But in general, I believe this to be, and maybe it's because I grew up, you know, an only child and a latchkey kid, and I was out and about, and a weird name, you know what I mean. There's a lot of weirdness.
Now I feel sad for you. I have this picture of you like as Charlie Brown character, like Carl Pilkington, just in the garden playing with the slugs.
Life has been good to me. But my point is, I find myself in these situations where even when I'm trying to do the right thing, it goes terribly wrong. Okay. And I don't mean for that to happen. I'm not out to hurt anyone.
If you're doing the right thing.
Well, but then sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, but it's really the wrong thing.
So you're like the guy who would help an old lady across the street and she'd accidentally fall down a manhole cover?
That could happen, or, you know, she gets hit by a car, or she falls, whatever it is. Yes, that's exactly right. You know, like there's somebody I used to work with. And she was swollen with joy. She was pregnant, but I did not know that. Hadn't seen her for a while.
Is that what we call it?
That's what I call it. Maybe that's not the right. Maybe that's not polite. Well, because you think the baby's joyous. It's a
generally
new life.
When I'm swollen with joy, I get kicked out of the bathroom.
Well, that's a whole nother story altogether. I mean, that's another show. But I mean, you know, you've got some kids. You would say that's your wife was swollen with joy, and they've been.
Dude,
bouncing
if I had said to my wife she was swollen with joy, I wouldn't have had any more kids because she would have kicked my balls off.
So okay, I say this again. Meaning well apparently is really bad. So I don't know what's right and wrong anymore. Maybe that is really the crux of the issue here.
No.
So a perfect example. I was like, hey, you know, you look great. When do you do? Right? I thought the woman was pregnant. It turns out, and the woman behind her who was at the desk was shaking her head. No. Even though we worked in the same building, we didn't see each other very often. But she had a look or a glow about her. She looked radiant, right? So I she looked pregnant. She had the glow that women get, which I consider that to be the swollen. Maybe I shouldn't say swollen with joy anymore. Now I'm questioning
everything.
Well, never
say to a woman you looked pregnant.
Well, here's the deal. So the woman behind her shaking her head no, which I'm slow to pick up on signals. I'm terribly slow. Special. You know what I'm saying? Rode the little yellow bus to school. These are probably incorrect things to say now in this world, too, which leads me to the problem.
Okay, yeah.
This is the schleprock world. So she wasn't pregnant. She had just gained weight or had a tumor. I don't have any idea what it was.
No. If you had a tumor, you lose weight.
Did you
have a kid? You're much skinnier now. No, I have cancer. Oh, sorry.
Well, but some people have the supersized tumor and they get a special on like A&E or Discovery Channel or whatever other, pick the app at where it is. You know what I mean? Because, I had my 800-pound tumor removed. You know what I mean? So I just went up
to
my...
They seem to be in the minority on that one. Generally, when people have a tumor, it's not 800 pounds.
Well, okay. So there you have it. So this leads me to the thing. So one woman who I have on the show, she actually is from Twitter. I found her there. She's fantastic. But in the midst of this conversation, we get to a point where
that is a story I want to know. Someone I found on Twitter. Don't worry, she's fantastic.
Well,
that's a backstory.
She has a backstory. See, now I'm uncomfortable. Maybe I shouldn't have brought this up, but I will. So she is like a mortuary report, is what it is. At Mortuary Report, because she used to work in the
mortuary
business.
Report,
right?
Not porn. I thought you said porn. Mortuary porn
report. Mortuary report. I don't enunciate very well, which is also bad for communication and spoken word.
Yeah,
so
especially
again,
if you're giving a website
at all,
there.
These are
go
all
to
telltale signs.
Mortuaryporn.com.
Right. Don't do that.
Does that even exist?
I don't have any idea. I'm sure it does, and if it doesn't, we should somehow get buy those domains because someone will want them at some point in time.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I have her on the show, and it's a conversation about I don't even know what it was now initially because she doesn't even work in that business anymore about mortuary stuff. But that's somehow stuff just pops up on Twitter.
Speaking of popping up, do not Google search mortuary porn.
Oh, that went bad, did it? Sideways?
Bad idea.
I can't multitask that way. I can't speak
You don't want to multitask that way.
Okay, good. I'll stay away. These are creepy, bad places to go. I got enough problems without even going to the dark web. So I have her on, and she doesn't do that work anymore. We're talking about something else. And somehow in the midst of the conversation, it comes up that she is... And I'm going to misspeak here, which is going to be a problem, and I don't mean any disrespect. But this
knock yourself out.
I don't know if she says
she looked pregnant. She looked pregnant.
No, this has nothing to do with her.
Oh, so she was not fat. Okay.
No, this is somebody else. That was just another example of where I meant well, but bad things happened.
Okay.
So I'm in the midst of the conversation, and I don't know exactly what I say, but she says that, and she's married now. But she was soon to be married then, and I may have even congratulated her about it at that point. But she alludes to either being pansexual or like not he/she anymore or something. I don't exactly know.
Well, there's a difference. Pansexual and non-binary. Those are two different things.
Right. So maybe it was non-binary.
Non-binary. Okay.
Right.
And non-binary means you're not male or female. You're
right. But I know her as a female. Right.
Sure.
I mean, she was a she, but maybe she's not anymore. And when she got married, stomped the broom, said I do, stomped the glass rather, jumped the broom.
You're just going to go into weddings and you're just going to like kick somebody in the head with a broom, throw around things.
See, this is what I'm saying. I've got it all mixed up. I'm all wrong. This is a terrible problem. So she tells me this, and now I'm bewildered, and I want to explain, but clearly I've offended her because I know her as a she.
Wait.
She doesn't want to be a she anymore. I don't
so
know.
So wait. How did this float? Because here's the thing, and I will say this. Generally, I found, and when you're dealing with somebody, and you get people with gender identity, everything, it's okay to just politely, if you find out that they don't want to be, can say, hey, what are your pronouns? I want to be respectful. What are your pronouns? And then abide with what they ask.
Right. That's simple and fun. And that's great. And I know there are some people who swing back and forth on, maybe bad choice of terms, but I mean, they will go one way, they feel one way, go to another. It's a lot to ask. You want to call me, give me your name, tell you how to greet you by the pronoun, and I will stick with it. It's fine.
So what did you do? Did you refer to her as a she, and did she get pissed at you?
I think when
how
I said...
How dare you not know? I'm non-binary.
I alluded to something about the mayor. I don't even know now. I wish I had it back to play the audio during the show. I should have been more prepared, which is another problem.
Okay.
So it was wrong, even though I meant to be right, and I didn't mean to be offensive, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody, and if you were a she, and now you want to be a he, or you whatever your pronoun, for God's sake, I'll call you whatever you want to.
Yeah.
But so here's the thing. So she was unhappy and dissatisfied. I want to have her back on the show to explain that particular part of it, but we ran out of time because that's how radio works. You get a certain amount of time, then you got to get the hell on to the next thing or out of there. Unlike this, which we've been everywhere and nowhere already here.
That's
so
right.
Then this leads me to, in recent times, another scenario like this. I go to the gas station. I got to go inside to pay because not only in this world do you have to worry about getting your card skimmed, so you got to go inside to pay. I got the guy at the counter who I know's been a guy. I've seen him for years. He's got a beard, okay?
Wait. Are we talking about like a full beard like what I have? Or are we talking about like what...
Imagine Miami Vice not shaved for a couple of days. But apparently I hadn't seen him in a while. But he, again, understand, he's worked there for a while. I've seen him. I go in there. I get gas. Occasionally I'll get like a candy bar or a cup of coffee because I like the coffee at the gas station. I know. Don't hate me. It's not the $38 cup of coffee. Anyway.
It's not the 38 cents cup of coffee. Jesus.
Right, that's about 99 cents. It's all right. It's not good as what I make at home, but sometimes you need a cup of coffee. Not now. Clearly, I need to back off the caffeine. So I notice his name tag is not a he name anymore. It's a she name.
What name?
And I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? And he kind of looked at me sideways, and apparently he's transitioning. Okay?
Well, he should probably
but he's
shave.
Kept the beard. He hasn't shaved.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's on him. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
I know trans people, and
so do I.
You know, it's they've got a burden on their shoulders that
I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole load of shit that they're dealing with that you know, somebody who is in the gender they identify with does not have to deal with. And so there's a lot of baggage. And so sometimes people can be a little bit reactionary on it. But generally, I've, again, try and be polite or anything. But I got to say, if you're transitioning to a woman and you still have a beard, you may want to shave if you're afraid somebody's going to mistake you for a man. I mean, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Well, but there are people in line, and there was snickering at first, and I wasn't trying to be hurtful. I'm trying to be polite. Yeah. I tried to treat people like I'd hope to be treated, or certainly the way they want to be treated.
But also, you said, hey, man. I mean, come on. Hey, man. That's like anybody.
Right. Well, yeah, a lot of people say, hey, dude, or whatever, and it's dudettes, which I don't think anybody uses that term, but you get the point.
I call women dude all the time.
Right. Well, so do I. I've got girls, women in my life that'll go, hey, dude, and they use the term all the time. Yeah. So, but there are people in it, like, there's a hiss in the group of people that are in line. It, like, I'm a cancer.
Well, wait, how well was this just like everyone else knows?
I don't know. That's my point. And I don't know. It's just tell me what you want me to call you, and it'll be fine. And I've seen him subsequently. I don't even know. I'm not going to use the name. Everything's cool.
Did he tell you he's transitioning, or was it just an awkward moment?
Maybe my memory's off, but he was like, well, I sort of like, I'm working on a thing, and I go by this now, because I noticed the name tag was new, and it was different, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, but there were people literally.
But it was clearly like, it wasn't like Chris or Sam, right. It was like Brittany or something.
Right,
like
yes, okay. There you go. But the people then, and outside even, I was like, oh, I got to gas up. And one guy's like, man, dude, I don't know how I would have tread that water either. And then other people are coming out, and they're like saying stuff. And so now I am a part of the problem.
Look at that asshole. Oh,
right.
My God.
Right, so now I'm like, I don't know how is it that I am wrong?
What were they saying? Were they like saying? So wait, like I said, if you have a beard, if you're transitioning from male to female and you continue to have a beard and you work in a place that sells razors, I would imagine at some point you'd want to shave, at least just to avoid awkward conversations. Or dare I ask, were you not interpreting this properly?
Look, man, I try to make the transaction as easy and fast as possible. One, because I don't want to deal with it, regardless of the weird conversation and situation that presented itself, because all I want to do is get my gas and go. That's all I want to do. And then you got all the people around you. So, I mean, here's the deal. There are people that are hurtful, they're mean, they're malicious, they deliberately try to harass and hurt people. I am not that guy. I'm the kid from when I was at E.J. Brown Elementary School as a little kid, when Myron was there, who was clearly effeminate, clearly very much so, but I didn't understand what was going on, catching a beating at least weekly with teachers that would be mean and harsh and hurtful to him, I would stand up and say, leave him alone. Yeah. I've been that kid from the beginning to try to do what's right. I'm just trying to treat people as respectfully as I would hope that they would treat me, yet somehow now I'm in this place where I don't know what's right or what's wrong in this, and people then get shitty with me. How do I not know? You have a freaking beard, well, and you're telling me that you're going to be a she now, and that's fine, respectfully, but shave. Don't get shitty with me, because, and then the people around me snickering and hissing at me like I'm a part of the problem. I love you, I love everyone. Love who you want to love. Live your life the way you want to live it. I'm not here to hurt anybody, but how am I now a puppet of Satan because somehow I am not aware, somehow like psychically, what you are, what you want to be, who you were, or who you want to be. I mean, that's a lot of burden to put on me, and all I'm trying to do is find my way home.
You just wanted your Skittles, and you wanted to get out of there, and you want to pay for it. See, now you just stop being so worried about getting your card skimmed at the pump, and then you don't have to deal with people.
But it's not, I love individual people. I love crowds bother me. I felt all of a sudden the pitchforks were going to be out like I was the problem. Like I was going to be jumped in the lot and beat down and all of a sudden all over social media and I'm the pariah. I'm the problem. How am I the bad guy in this? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, here's my guess, and I'm truly reading the situation. I think it's sort of like the pregnant, non-pregnant lady. When you come in and you say, hey, what are you doing? You look swollen with child. You're huge. You look like you're ready to pop any minute. That was clearly the wrong thing. There's no coming back from that.
No, I'd gone way out. But you have to understand, that was like 15 or 20 years ago. I've learned to keep my trap shut, but I thought I was fairly safe with a guy who's got a beard on his face, thicker than mine.
Well, maybe what happened is you said something, and it was awkward. Maybe what it was is that people were reacting to wasn't your initial thing, but how you recovered from it. Well, and maybe you just didn't, I don't know, I wasn't there.
I don't even know how I recovered.
But that's the thing, maybe that's what it was, is you're like, and you reacted weird, and it came across as being unaccepting.
Maybe that's
That's what it was. And it's not necessarily that you made that mistake at the beginning, because look, you know, like I know trans people, and one person in particular is a woman transitioning to a male, and I've slipped before and said she, and at that point you just got to say I'm sorry and correct yourself and move on. But maybe I'm just saying, maybe it was just the way you were reacting. Maybe it wasn't what you said initially, but you just maybe didn't react well.
Maybe. I don't know how I reacted specifically, other than to say I was like, okay. And then I think I addressed her by the name tag. And even at that point, there was almost a chuckle with her, but it was then everyone else. Like, and I've been since
again.
And she's been cool with me. By the way, still has the beard.
Okay,
so figure that one out.
That I don't get. Unless they're going non-binary, and at that point, then you got to ask for the pronoun.
I don't know anymore, and I want to do right.
Life is complicated, man. You got to get with the program.
I love everybody, and it doesn't need to be as complicated as it is. And I don't know those struggles either, and I can't imagine the weight of that in a society where there are a lot of people who will look to be hurtful and wrong and mean-spirited and somehow judge and think they're better than you because they're not. But I'm not that guy. That's the thing.
No, you're a nice guy. I can see it, but yeah. But it's sort of like one of those things that maybe, again, it was an inflection or what people heard from behind you, and they didn't see your face, and maybe you're like, oh, okay, Brittany. And they'd be like, oh, he's making fun of her, but maybe you and she shared a thing where she's like, oh, no, that was kind of funny. You're okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, everyone else behind you thought you were a dick.
I mean, well, and listen, at times I can be a dick, but I mean, and sometimes deliberately.
Hey, look, there's nothing more liberating than finding your own inner asshole and just saying, hey, look, I can be a dick when I need to be.
Well, I'll go have a drink with her any time that she wants. I just don't need everybody else giving me a bunch of hate because I didn't know exactly. I mean, whoever you want to be who you want to be. Be who you are. But don't hate on somebody for not understanding or wanting to, at least if they make a mistake at first, get to a place where they do the right thing to make you happy in addressing you as you are.
It sounds like you and the clerk did not have a real problem. It's just everyone else.
Correct.
Maybe it's just people don't like you when they meet you in person or come near you.
Dude, I don't even like me. I mean, there's a lot of self-loathing. I've come a long way. I love me more than I've ever loved myself.
Sometimes two or three times a day. Why not?
Well, whenever you can love yourself, I say do it. Just don't put it in a crate. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.